Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome back to the fifth episode of our series, Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come, based on my recently published book, The Horander Muller, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here's one of them. Dear Brother McCulloch, greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. Your broadcast is a prescription I need for my soul. This is quite a blessing. I've also gotten my husband to listen, and that took some work. God be with you always in this work. You have something special going on. Ellen Stockton, USA. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and chapters 1 and 2 of the book, and last week we discussed the first part of chapter 3. Our conclusions so far are, 1. Ancient Babylon has no Jewish or any other population, is situated hundreds of miles from the sea, and has no involvement, or ever likely to have, with world trade. 2. Jerusalem has a significant Jewish population, but is situated on top of mountains, with no access to the sea, and has no significant connection with world trade. 3. Rome has a very small Jewish population, is not a port or on the coast, and is not a significant centre for trade or imports. 4. Brussels is a stock trading centre, though not one of the major ones. It has a very small Jewish population and has no access to the sea or shipping or imports. 5. Among those considered, New York City is the only megacity worthy of the name. It also has the world's largest Jewish population outside of Israel, contains not one but what was originally 3 stock exchanges, trading in all of the commodities mentioned in connection with Mega Babylon, and is one of the world's major deep water ports, import and immigration centres. Before we continue with Chapter 3, Mega Babylon Identified, let's have a wee taste of the pipes. This is Sammy Horner, a Scotsman originally from Belfast, and two tunes called The Honey Thieves and Miss House. Continuing Chapter 3, The Identity of Mega Babylon Revealed. Do we need more identifiers? Mega Babylon is also described as the hammer of the whole earth. Jeremiah 50:22-24, the noise of battle is in the land, the noise of great destruction. How broken and shattered is the hammer of the whole earth? How desolate is Babylon among the nations? I set a trap for you, O Babylon, and you were caught before you knew it. You were found and captured because you opposed the Lord. Jeremiah 51:25. I am against you, O destroying mountain, you who destroy the whole earth, declares the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you off the cliffs, and make you a burned out mountain. No rock will be taken from you for a cornerstone, nor any stone for a foundation, for you will be desolate forever, declares the Lord. Is there any other nation that could be thus described? Only the United States of America has taken on the role of the world's policeman, invading nation after nation, on the assumption that US rule is the fairest and the best. At present, there is only one nation capable of destroying the whole earth. There is now only one remaining superpower, the United States of America. Nelson Mandela, president of South Africa, after the USA had tried to stop him from visiting Libya in 1997, said, quoted in the Washington Post, "How can they have the arrogance to dictate to us where we should go or which countries should be our friends? Gaddafi is my friend. He supported us when we were alone, and when those who tried to prevent my visit here today were our enemies. They have no morals. We cannot accept that a state assumes the role of the world's policeman." Jeremiah 51:44-45. "I will punish Bel in Babylon and make him spew out what he has swallowed. The nations will no longer stream to him, and the wall of Babylon will fall. Come out of her, my people. Run for your lives. Run from the fierce anger of the Lord." To what city? A city from which Jews will have to run for their lives, do the nations currently stream? The United Nations UN headquarters building is situated on Long Island in New York City. Each year, the leaders of the nations of the world gather here to make decisions regarding their future. Representatives from each country in the world gather here every week to negotiate and plan. Just a short distance away from the UN building, in Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, is the town of Babylon. Population 212,000 people, plus North Babylon and West Babylon also. Founded in 1872. As immigrants approach New York City by sea, they come in from the southeast towards the first onshore landmark, the Robert Moses Water Tower of the town of Babylon. This town of Babylon, incidentally, the only inhabited Babylon in the world today, was so called because it was founded by Jewish immigrants. Habakkuk 1, verses 1-17. The prophecy that Habakkuk the prophet received. "How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so the justice is perverted. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people, who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwelling places not their own. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle, swooping to devour. They all come intent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They mock kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at fortified cities. By building earthen ramps, they capture them. Then they sweep past like the wind and go on. Guilty people whose own strength is their God. Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock, have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? You have made people like the fish in the sea, like the sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net, he gathers them up in his dragnet, and so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net, and burns incense to his dragnet, for by his net he lives in luxury, and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net and destroying nations without mercy? Here Babylon is described as a nation who exult in their military strength. Their own strength is their god, for by this they live in luxury and enjoy the choicest food. Habakkuk 2:4-17. See, the enemy is puffed up, his desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest, because he is as greedy as the grave, and like death, is never satisfied. He gathers to himself all the nations, and takes captive all the peoples. Will not all of them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying, Woe to him who piles up stolen goods, and makes himself wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on? Will not your debtors suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? Then you will become their victim. Because you have plundered many nations, the peoples who are left will plunder you. For you have shed man's blood. You have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Woe to him who builds his realm by unjust gain, to set his nest on high, to escape the clutches of ruin. You have plotted the ruin of many peoples, shaming your own house and forfeiting your life. The stones of the wall will cry out, and the beams of the woodwork will echo it. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by injustice. Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbours, pouring it from the wineskin till they are drunk, so that he can gaze on their naked bodies. You will be filled with shame instead of glory. Now it is your turn. Drink and let your nakedness be exposed. The cup from the Lord's right hand is coming around to you, and disgrace will cover your glory. The violence you have done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, and your destruction of animals will terrify you. For you have shed human blood. You have destroyed lands and cities, and everyone in them. Mega Babylon is arrogant, making herself wealthy by extorting from, plundering, all the nations. As a result, many of these nations will rebel and turn on Mega Babylon, destroying her. Isaiah 14:5-8. The Lord has broken the rod of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, which in anger struck down peoples with unceasing blows, and in fury subdued nations with relentless aggression. All the lands are at rest and at peace. They break into singing. Even the junipers and the cedars of Lebanon gloat over you and say, Now that you have been laid low, no one comes to cut us down. The United States of America is the most aggressive nation in the world today. The U.S. spends more on armed forces than all the other nations on earth combined, with officially 737 military bases in more than 100 countries. The true figure is probably over 1,000, employing more than 1.8 million people.
Sometimes all I see is darkness. My tears flow like rivers in the night. A search inside for peace can't seem to find it. I need someone to help me in the fight. Then he comes to me and puts his arms around me. As we talk about the hard times in my life, then he turns, takes my hand and leads me onward. As together we walk toward the light. Come unto me, all you with heavy burdens, he said, I'll bless you with the yoke. I came not to condemn you, but to give you peace at last. I promised you forgiveness, and I can wipe away your tears. Well, he comes to me and puts his arms around me. As we talk about the hard times in my life, then he turns, takes my hand and leads me onward.
as together we walk toward the light. Now Jesus came to save all us lost sinners. Salvation comes in the name of the Lord. No, not by works that you may do, whether they be big or small. It's Jesus Christ crucified, I said he paid it all for you. Arms around me as we talk about the hard times in my life, but there's good times coming, yeah. And he turns, takes my hand, leads me onward as together we walk toward the light. As together we walk toward the light. And together we'll walk in the light.
A beautiful song there, Toward the Light, written by two Englishmen, Greer and Eden, and made famous by the band The Mighty Flowers, performed there by Texan Barry Bynum with his band from Belfast, Northern Ireland. The USA has invaded or taken military action in many countries since the Second World War, including China in 1945-46, Korea in 1950, Puerto Rico in 1950, China again in 1950-53, Guatemala in 1954, Indonesia in 1958, Cuba in 1959-61, Vietnam in 1962-75, Belgian Congo in 1964, Guatemala in 1964, Dominican Republic in 1965-66, Peru in 1965, Laos 1964-73, Haiti in 1965, Guatemala 67-69, Cambodia 1969 and 1973, Nicaragua in 1972 and again in 1981-90, El Salvador 1981-92, Lebanon 1982-84, Grenada in 1983-84, Libya in 1986, Iran in 1987-88, Libya in 1989, Panama 1989-90, Iraq in 1991-96-98-99, and from 2001. Kuwait in 1991, Grenada in 1994, Somalia in 1992-94, Croatia in 1994, Bosnia in 1995, Iran, the airliner, in 1998, Sudan in 1998, Afghanistan in 1998, Yugoslavia in 1999, Afghanistan from 2001, Iraq from 2003, and Libya in 2011. Currently, the United States have military bases in many countries, including Korea, Japan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Colombia, currently building and reinforcing new military bases there. Der Spiegel, a news magazine from Germany, 1st of September 1997. Never before in modern history has a country dominated the earth so totally as the United States does today. America is now the Schwarzenegger of international politics, showing off muscles, obtrusive, intimidating. The Americans, in the absence of limits put to them by anybody or anything, act as if they own a kind of blank check in their McWorld. We're 6% of the world's population, we consume 43% of the world's resources, and we give away less than 0.2% of our national budget to help the poor of the world. That's not justice. I believe in a loving God, but I believe in a God who can get very, very angry when justice does not flow down from the hills and overpower us like beautiful water. From The Victory of Justice by sociologist Tony Campolo, October 30th, 2005. Finally, Mega Babylon is described as a daughter nation, Isaiah 47:1. Go down, sit in the dust, virgin daughter Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, queen city of the Babylonians. No more will you be called tender or delicate. Jeremiah 50:11. Because you rejoice and are glad, you who pillage my inheritance, because you frolic like a heifer threshing grain, and neigh like stallions, your mother will be greatly ashamed. She who gave you birth will be disgraced. Jeremiah 50:42. They sound like the roaring sea as they ride on their horses. They come like men in battle formation to attack you, daughter Babylon. Jeremiah 51:33. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Daughter Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time it is trampled. The time to harvest her will soon come. In Zechariah 2:7, come Zion, escape, you who live in daughter Babylon. Not many nations today can be described as daughter nations. Those that can be are mainly those of the former British Empire, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and of course, the United States of America. There are a few more, such as India, South Africa, and Jamaica even, but the description is much less common, and none of them have an empire tendency. The only empire to have a mother nation is the United States. The United Kingdom gave birth to the USA, and they have had a strong link ever since. Many of the sins of empire committed by the USA were first committed by the British Empire in its heyday. In many ways, the USA is an example of like mother, like daughter, Ezekiel 16:44. I believe that the USA has fallen from her standing before the God of Israel, that there is great corruption in her corridors of power, and many dark and evil things currently hidden below the surface, which will eventually be exposed to the light. I do not believe that the USA deserves to be regarded any more as a Christian or godly nation. She has fallen far from her former glory, and we can see evidence of this in her greed for luxuries, particularly oil, her dependence, both directly and also financially, on an expanding drug culture, the amount of filth and pornography increasingly being exported around the world, now eclipsing the output of Hollywood itself, and her falling away from the Judeo-Christian values which in the past made her strong. The Hebrew prophets predict her destruction. She will fall in one day, in fact, in 1 hour.
Seated on your throne in glory, awaiting Christ ahead.
That was my own song, Lord, You Are My Inspiration, a Celtic hymn. So to sum up, where is this megacity? 1. The fact that none of the other possible contenders for Mega Babylon has any kind of seaport leaves the major port of New York City as the most likely candidate. 2. New York City has had not only one, but 3 major stock exchanges, dealing in all of the commodities listed in the Revelation, and specifically, is a major city trading in both gold and diamonds. 3. New York City is by far the world's most important port in terms of immigration, or bodies and souls of men, as the Revelation puts it. 4. The United States of America is the world's strongest economy, importing 43% of the world's resources each year, though with only 6% of the world's population. 5. The United States of America is the only world superpower today, dominating every other nation in the world by its military and economic might. 6. The population of the United States of America have, by and large, an extremely arrogant and self-centered approach to the rest of the world. 7. New York City has, outside of Israel itself, and only then if we include Greater Tel Aviv, the largest Jewish population of any city in the world. 8. The world's only inhabited town of Babylon, founded by immigrant Jews, is situated on Long Island in the middle of New York City. 9. The headquarters of the United Nations is also based on Long Island, another reason why New York City is where the nations stream. 10. The United States of America regards itself as the world's policeman, regularly interfering in the affairs of other nations to the extent even of invading them, and can be accurately described as the hammer of the whole earth. 11. The United States is the only nation that could be described as both a daughter nation and an empire, the United Kingdom being the mother nation. Join us again next week for Chapter 4, Why Should We Trust These Hebrew Prophets? Slán agus panagia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.